This is the 7:30 edition of the latest from Starcom Network News. In the headlines, the Ministry of Education says classes at Ann Hill School resumes today. However, classes for students at Luther Thorne Memorial will be online today only. The Barbados Nurses Association is concerned about the treatment of nurses and wants the environmental issues addressed at a number of healthcare institutions. A former elder affairs minister wants harsher penalties imposed on people who attack the elderly. There's a new attempt at solving the Guyana-Venezuela border dispute, and Qatar's prime minister says chances of a ceasefire in Gaza are shrinking. Good morning, I'm Carol Toppin. Details to the news just ahead. The Ministry of Education says classes at the Luther Thorne Memorial School will be online for students today only. In a release, the ministry says the work undertaken to correct the issues identified by staff at the school has been completed, but it says classrooms will undergo industrial cleaning in time for students and teachers to return on Tuesday. Meantime, classes at Ann Hill School resume today as repairs to the roof and other areas of concern are completed. However, the ministry says all painting is scheduled to be done over the Christmas holidays. The Barbados Nurses Association says it's concerned about the treatment of nurses in healthcare institutions across the island. President of the association, Dr. Faye Paris, says too often nurses are subjected to poor working conditions, which are left unaddressed. This comes after nurses at the Sir Winston Scott Polyclinic walked off the job on Friday over a series of issues, including the environmental conditions. Dr. Paris is calling for these issues to be addressed.
The Barbados Nurses Association recognizes the severe inertia in dealing with the health and safety issues that continue to plague our nurses in the polyclinics, geriatric and psychiatric hospitals, and in our acute hospital, QEH. The patients and nurses at these institutions are subjected to unsatisfactory environments and working conditions that now call for incredibly urgent action. Nurses are becoming ill and are extremely frustrated with this inertia. These problems compound all efforts to stem the tide of migration. The Barbados Nurses Association has reported this concern many times over the years.
Dr. Paris says they've been complaining about the issues for a long time, stressing the situation will not be taken lightly.
The current matters affecting Winston Scott remain ongoing concerns for the Morris Bayer and all polyclinics across the island. This situation will not be taken lightly by the Barbados Nurses Association. The association is reaching out to all its members, nurses, and the public we serve to support the efforts to resolve these issues. The Professional Nurses Association is sending a very strong message to the Ministry of Health and Wellness to address the situation where nurses are working in unhealthy environments, which is untenable and must be corrected.
President of the Barbados Nurses Association, Dr. Faye Paris. Former Minister of People Empowerment and Elder Affairs Cynthia Ford vehemently condemns the recent attack on two elderly women who were robbed of various pieces of jewelry last week. Ms. Ford tells Starcom Network News she wants the harshest of penalties imposed on perpetrators who commit such crimes against the elderly.
So it's an exclusive piece of legislation that we are now trying to craft to be approved by Cabinet and then with Parliament to make sure that our seniors are safe. So one witness just about 2 or 3 days ago, and that small clip of the video had me extremely concerned and disturbed for those young men taking advantage of these two old women and the trauma that follows it. It really disturbs my heart. I want the hardship of penalties placed on those who take advantage of the elderly, the disabled, and young children. I want to extend my heartfelt support for them to be able to pursue the cases as well, because that is what happens sometimes. The case is called and the person, I don't want to worry with it anymore. No, we have to stand up for what is correct and proper.
She wants a more collaborative effort in dealing with the social problems affecting society.
I've never seen it before like this until recently. So what are we doing? We need to pull families together. And I'm recommending that every community works with the civil society, the church, the community groups, the sporting clubs, and so on, to be able to nurture our young people and to be able to embrace our senior citizens, so that there's this collaborative approach where the respect is due. Unless we get back to the community spirit in this country, we are going to have more incidences of that nature, and it really is not the Barbados I have grown up in.
Former Minister of People Empowerment and Elder Affairs, Cynthia Ford. Meantime, head of the Barbados Christian Council, Reverend Dr. Sisley Athol Horsford, believes the church is doing what it can to address the social problems. She tells Starcom Network News, while she is concerned about the increase in violent behaviors, church programs implemented to address the situation are not being reached.
We are concerned with the uptick in the criminal activities. We are concerned more so that the criminal element are seeking out the vulnerable, those older persons, their easy target. I know that the programs we have targeting these same young people who are committing these criminal activities, it doesn't seem as if they are reached. We have lost respect for people's property. I know churches have programs for how to manage their anger, preparing people to get skills, life skills, because I believe that they could find a job, they can do something.
She's urging the elderly to be more cautious.
And so in this season of peace and love, we want goodwill to prevail. We are asking those persons with their criminal intent to stop. And we want to let the elderly know that we care. And so be vigilant. Look out. Look around. If you don't have to go, don't go. If you have to, please be vigilant.
Head of the Barbados Christian Council, Reverend Dr. Sisley Athol Horsford. A regional economist predicts Barbados will be among six countries that will experience difficulties over the next 2 years because of high debt. Former governor of the Central Bank of Trinidad and Tobago, Jawala Raparan, says countries in the region are faced with the difficulty of not having the funds to make them more climate resilient because they're highly indebted. His comments came during Brass Tacks Sunday.
Right now, we have about six countries whose debt to GDP ratio is beyond 100%. So that says they've got some serious liquidity problems. And as we look going ahead, 2024-2025 is actually going to be a period of intense pressure for many developed, heavily indebted countries because they will have a higher debt to service. And with that debt servicing, it means that they really don't have room to take funds and put them into climate actions. So the fiscal space is just not there. You actually hear Prime Minister Mia Motley talking about that a lot. And by the way, Barbados is one of those countries that is in that zone with over 100% of GDP, even after it undertook two significant debt restructuring.
Former governor of the Central Bank of Trinidad and Tobago, economist Jawala Raparan. Guyana's President Dr. Irfan Ali and his Venezuelan counterpart Nicolas Maduro are scheduled to meet amidst heightened tension over the long-running border conflict between the two countries. St. Vincent and the Grenadines Prime Minister Dr. Ralph Gonzalez announced at a news conference that the two leaders will meet in Kingstown and that the decision was communicated in a letter he wrote to the two presidents, Ali and Maduro, over the weekend. And finally, Qatar's prime minister said Israel's bombardment of Gaza is narrowing the window for a new truce. Qatar's prime minister said Qatar would continue its efforts to pressure both sides into a ceasefire. The Gulf state played a key role in negotiating the week-long pause in violence at the end of November, which allowed the release of hostages. Israel's Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu yesterday said the war is in full swing. Recapping the headlines, the Ministry of Education says classes at Anhill School resume today. However, classes for students at the Luther Thorne Memorial will be online today only. The Barbados Nurses Association, concerned about the treatment of nurses and wants the environmental issues addressed at a number of healthcare institutions. A former elder affairs minister wants harsher penalties imposed on people who attack the elderly. The church condemns the attacks and urges the elderly to be extra cautious. There's a new attempt at solving the Guyana-Venezuela border dispute, and Qatar's prime minister says chances of a ceasefire in Gaza is shrinking. And that was the 7:30 edition of The Latest from Starcom Network News. Starcom Network, a member of the OCM Group. You can listen to the latest news or catch up on news stories at starcomnetwork.net. You may also WhatsApp add me to 246-2566-397 to receive breaking news. The next newscast is at 8:30. I'm Carol Toppin. Good morning.